There is a team in the MLS, and the Whitecaps is their name. And they've been in this league for many a years without a podcast in their name. But now there is that podcast, and Podcaps is its name. And just in case you're wondering, yes, I ended every line with the word name.
Hey guys, welcome to episode number 4 of Podcaps. I'm your host, co-host I guess technically, Chris James. The other host, the other current host for the time, the current at the moment other co-host, John Cullen, is currently out of town, again missing another episode. So that's 4 episodes and he's missing 2. Makes you think. Anyways, I am here by myself in my apartment. I'm not really sure what to do when I'm by myself. I know what I do. No. That's James Christopher Grizzled. He's my alter ego, and he's a grizzled sports writer, and he has sexual issues. So we know what he's talking about.
I'm talking about jacking off.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, there's a fucking... Someone commented on one of my Facebook things. Congratulations. Wow. You interacted with me on social media. Anyways, this is an off week. There's no Caps game. There is, this is the international break. FIFA World Cup qualifiers going on, international friendlies, so on and so forth. A couple of white caps, well, not really, one white cap involved, I guess. But yeah, I'm going to talk about that. I also do want to talk a little bit about my search for a co-host that's reliable. And now I'm going to give John a call here, and we're gonna do a what's called a phoner, and we're going to talk over the phone. But it's not the same, and we'd like to obviously have someone that can be reliable and be here all the time, like I am. I've been here for every episode 100%, and he is, again, not to reiterate, but 50%, just to do the math for you. He's been to 50% of the episodes, which is not great. You know, it's not baseball. You know, 500 is not a good average. But so I'm searching for, and I'm going to tell John, but not now, not when, I don't want to have awkward phone conversation with him now, but I'll tell him before this episode drops, or maybe not. Maybe this is him, maybe, hi John, maybe this is you hearing it. Sorry about that, that you had to hear this way. But yeah, now I'm almost certain as I think about it that I'm not going to tell you, and this is how you're hearing about it. So I'm searching for someone, a backup, I guess you could say, to put into sports terms for you. You know how, like, you know how Kakuta Mane currently would be probably considered to be sort of a backup winger, someone to fill in if you know, if Alphonso Davies isn't playing well. Someone to push him, I guess. And that's what we're going to be searching for, and I'm going to be bringing in. And so for the next episode, we will have someone here shadowing John, and maybe stepping in a couple times and seeing how he compares and just getting the lay of the land. And I hope you don't have an issue with that, John. And if you do, guess what? Who gives a shit? Because I own this is my podcast. And I'll tell you why, okay? I'll explain to you. Because a lot of you guys say, oh, well, okay, this is what they say. John has more of a following. John is responsible for most of the listeners. John is on another popular sports podcast, whereas I'm on a bar rescue podcast that's on a jack-off website. And John has more of a following in general, and people like John, and people mostly listen to the show for John. And I hear all of that, but guess what? I own the fucking microphones. So what do you say to that? You know the old saying, they say, though, like, you know, the executives at the network, they say, well, he owns the cameras. I literally own the fucking microphones. So the thing I'm talking into right now, it's mine. I own it. And if I throw it in the garbage or break it or hide it, if I hide it somewhere that's like John doesn't know where it is, then guess what? Podcast doesn't happen. Simple as that. So having said that, maybe we should give John a call. don't mention it to him. Just joking. This is, I'm just trying to make it feel like you and I are having a conversation, which is fun. But yeah, John and I will probably talk a little bit about fake Twitter followers and Atiba Hutchinson. Bustos, obviously, the only Whitecap involved internationally. But yeah, we have a lot of stuff to talk about, as we always do. And we can talk about what John's up to in Alberta, home of the Calgary Thunder FC, which is a storied franchise. And talk about his stand-up comedy and what's whatever, or what he calls his stand-up comedy, his little musings and quips and so on. Sorry, John, if you're listening to this now and you thought I liked your stand-up. No, I'm just kidding, I do. Okay, so I'm going to give John a call now. Let's give him a ring.
Hello?
Hey, is John there, please?
Yeah. Hey, man, it's John. This is my phone.
Oh, good. So this is John, then?
Yeah, it's me, man.
Oh, cool, man.
We made plans to record at this time, right?
I'm glad you're home.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm not home. Like, I'm still on tour, but, like, it's my cell phone, so I guess, like, I'm kind of always home, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's cool. We're just going to hop right into a recording now, so...
Okay. Well, don't you want to... You probably want to, like, do an intro or whatever.
No, I already did an intro by myself. Don't worry about it there, Skip. I already covered it.
What? Okay. So you just did it, like, before you called me, you mean?
I did it. I did it. Yeah, I did my own intro. Why? What's the problem with that?
Well, I don't know. It just seems like, you know, normally we do the intro together, you know, because you will introduce the show, and then you say, like, oh, you're the host, and then you introduce me. I'm, like, the other co-host, so...
But I'm the main host, because I was going over it in the intro, but I mean, I don't want to get into it with you. I don't want it to get awkward right away, but
right.
We were talking
about... Okay, wait, did you say you're the main host? I don't really, like, we're, like, co-hosts, though, you mean?
Yeah, but I've been to 100% of the podcast, and you've been to 50%. So I'm just
right.
saying...
Yeah, but I mean, but, like, I'm on tour, yeah. Like, we're comedians, that's kind of how it works.
Oh, so you're saying you get more work than me. Okay, so it is an off week, it's an off week for the Vancouver Whitecaps, International Week, FIFA World Cup qualifying, or if you're not involved in that, then friendlies.
Yeah.
And so we had one Whitecaps player that was involved, he started for Team Canada, Marcos Bustos.
Yep. Yeah, he started. And I think we were sort of talking about this earlier this week. It sort of seems a little bit strange that he hasn't gotten a shake with the Whitecaps at all.
Yeah. I mean, the Whitecaps are, say what you will about them, they're fairly deep. They have a lot of players that are pretty good, you know.
Yeah.
They don't have a lot of great, you know, top world-class players, you know, certainly, and there's not that many of those in the MLS, but I mean, there's not a lot, they don't have a lot of great players, but they have a lot of pretty good players. It's certainly more than 11.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they definitely have more than 11, and yeah, like you say, not a ton of star players, but certainly it seems like with the lack of success they've had at the number 10 role this year, I mean, Mosquita has been okay. You would figure that maybe Bustos would get a try at least at some point.
Yeah, maybe he will. Maybe his inclusion in the lineup. You know who else was in the lineup though? Or an ex player, Fraser Aird. Apparently, I didn't watch the game because I don't care for friendlies. For me, it's basically like the casuals of matches.
Very true.
Yeah, so I don't usually watch them, but I heard Fraser Aird looked good. Playing in a wing back role,
right? So like playing the position that he's like supposed to play.
Yes, I guess the position he plays and played with. Where does he play now? Back with Rangers?
No, Rangers loaned him to Falkirk, so he plays for Falkirk.
So Rangers aren't interested in him, but he was a young player of the year for them. But he seems to excel as a wing back. So if you're playing three at the back and then two wing backs, so five or three depending on how you look at it at the back. This is how Manchester United has been lining up recently. Actually, they've been playing like Rojo, Smalling, and Jones or something as a back three, and then playing wing backs, which is interesting. It seems a lot of teams are going to that. Chelsea plays that as well.
Yeah, and we were talking about that with Devang last week, that Toronto FC
Who's Devang?
Been playing that as well.
Who's Devang?
The guy that I sent last week.
Oh, yeah, that guy. I was meaning to talk to you about that. Did you know that guy used to work for Toronto FC?
Yeah, I did know that, yeah.
Yeah, and then you brought him into my house. It still stinks in here.
Well, I mean, I guess you didn't, like, have to let him into your house.
Yeah, and that's not unrelated. Anyways, you know, it's a fun thing that we could talk about for sure is,
Wait, what's going on over there?
Nothing.
No, it sounds like you're like, are you like eating chips?
No.
It sounded to me, I mean, I'm not there, obviously, but, like, it sounds to me like you opened
I can't hear you right now. I'm sorry, I can't hear what you're saying.
Well, yeah, because you're eating chips, and so that sounds, like, really loud in your head. You sometimes can't hear things when you eat chips.
I'm not eating chips.
Like, I don't know what you're doing over there, man, but, like, I mean, you know,
I'll tell you what I'm doing over here. I'm fucking jacking off.
Okay, James, Christopher. Yeah. Easy.
Yeah. Anyways, no, I'm not eating chips. I don't have chips, and I don't eat chips. If I was eating anything, they might be parsnip chips.
Right, okay, so maybe you're eating parsnip chips.
No,
I don't
actually,
know. It
that's
sounds,
ridiculous.
Like, really loud to
but
me. Like,
I wouldn't eat parsnip chips.
Okay, well, whatever you're doing, I think you should stop, because it sounds really loud on the pod here. I'm talking to you on my headphones, just mm-hmm. like how people will listen to the show, and, like, it sounds really loud.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so just, like, stop doing that, I guess.
Okay,
sweet. Thanks, man.
Did Atiba play?
For Canada?
Yeah.
No.
Why?
It's a good question. I think I read somewhere that, like, Besiktas had big fixture or something like that. Like, they didn't let him go, I guess, because it was a casual game.
Mm. That actually does make sense, I guess.
Yeah, they were missing. Canada was missing a few players because they didn't take lot of their MLS guys.
Yeah, no Laren.
Yeah, no Laren, and I think who else? There's one other player. Like, obviously, the Whitecaps let Bustos go because Robinson doesn't seem to care to play him.
Was Hoilett playing?
Hoilett did play. Yeah. Apparently, he didn't play that well. Apparently, he had a very casual game, Junior Hoilett.
Excuse me. I'm not, and that doesn't have to do with smoke. I'm not high.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, normally you're high when we do the show, so that doesn't really matter.
But I'm not. I'm telling you, I'm not. Okay.
So that almost makes me feel like you're not taking the show seriously if you're not high.
Oh, if I'm not taking the show seriously, why am I auditioning?
Sorry, what?
Nothing, man. Okay. How's it going out in Alberta?
Alberta's been pretty good. The shows have been really nice, and I'm in Edmonton now, and I did the Black Dog on Thursday. Have you ever done that room before?
Yeah, no, I was supposed to. I went to Edmonton to do Yuck Yucks. That's where you're at tonight, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Yuck Yucks. I did last night and tonight.
And this will be coming out Monday, so it happened on Saturday night. This is when we're recording this. So John, I did Edmonton Yuck Yucks with Howie Miller, the great Howie Miller.
But, nice.
Excuse me. Oh, man. Sorry. Potato chips. I was supposed to do the Black Dog, but I didn't go. I didn't show up. And then the guys from the Black Dog show, which I guess it's a great show, right?
It is a really good show, yeah.
But I had told them I would do it, which I turned out to be a lie, but not on purpose, because I just forgot. And then they came to the Yuck Yuck show, because I was doing similar to you. And so they came and they said, hey, why didn't you come to the show? But then I guess we weren't friends on Facebook or something, so I didn't get the message.
So you just didn't go?
Yeah, I mean, missed it. But I heard it was great, and they told me, they said, good set, why didn't you come to the show? I think I was headlining.
Shit, so you were supposed to headline Black mm-hmm. Dog, and then you just didn't show up.
Yeah.
But, were you high?
Yes.
Okay.
John's a teetotaler, by the way. John doesn't do any drugs or alcohol. What a fucking pussy. No, James, come on now. we don't need to judge him, you know. He's picked that particular life, and it seems to have worked out well for him. Enough that he seems to be on tour, enough that he can't fulfill all of his responsibilities that he agreed to do.
Well, what do you mean? Like, I'm calling into the show.
Yeah, so and how is that hooked up? Because through my microphone and through my speaker.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, okay, it's your stuff. But, like, we said that I would call when I was on tour, and I'm calling. Like, I could be doing something else.
Yeah, what? Like, jacking off? No, James.
Well, yeah, I could be jacking off right now, yeah.
So next week we have the LA Galaxy big match.
Yes, that's right. April 1st.
April 1st. I hope that it's not a big April Fool's joke. That's what I keep worrying about. Do you know what I mean?
I think if we win, it'll probably feel like an April Fool's joke.
No, but that's what I worry about. That, like, in this day and age, with how, like, advanced pranking gets. By the way, met Nathan Fielder today. Speaking of pranking, met him on the street at Main and Broadway. Took a picture with him outside of Tim Hortons restaurant. He's the ultimate
prankster.
That's
a big moment for you, hey? You actually, like, get to meet, like, a big comedian for the first time ever?
What do you mean? I've met lots, but he's, like, a hero of mine. Are you saying that I don't do lots of shows?
Yeah, that's kind of... That was just sort of, like, the joke there that, like, don't really do that.
In the intro, I said that in the intro, I disparaged you quite a bit, so I'll take it.
Oh, okay, right. The intro that you were supposed to record with me, but then you didn't?
Yeah, well... I don't know about posters. I don't know. I don't know if we agreed on anything really. And you know, when you own the microphone, you pretty much make those calls.
Okay, but like, it's not like your microphone is that nice. Like,
it's pretty. It's a Yeti.
Like, I would gladly pay for half of it.
Oh, you'll send me an email money transfer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, to be honest with you, it's not. You don't need to do that because then I won't own the microphone. And I don't like that idea. The bottom line is, this is what I have, okay? You have the fan base. You have the... you seem to be the person that people are interested in listening to. And I have a microphone.
Right. Yes, that's why we're a good team.
Yeah, exactly. And we're also big fans of the White Cat. Are you going to the game on the April 1st? By the way, missed the last one. Speaking of casual.
I'm actually not because I have a show.
Wow. So, yeah. Well, wait a second, though. Are you sure that the show's not April Fool's? Because it's April Fool's.
I'm pretty sure it's a real show that's happening. Yeah.
But I guess that is a big day, right? April Fool's is comedy's national holiday.
That's true. Well, especially because it's on Saturday, so, like, no one will be working anyway. But
so where is this show that you're doing?
The show is actually... you actually did this show last year. It was a charity show in Port Moody, and the charity was that you got a gig.
Wait a second. Did I really do the gig?
Yeah, you did the gig. Yeah, remember we did... It was, like, me and you and Sonny and Katie Burrell... In the theater in Port Moody there.
Oh, I see. It was first. It was a really. It was a sad one.
Yeah, it was the.
No, don't say it. People are trying to enjoy their day. It was for a sad charity that we did a show. And that was fun. That was good.
Yeah, it was a really fun show.
Yeah. So you're doing that show again.
So I'm doing that show again. Yeah, this year it'll be with Ivan Decker and Kevin Banner and Jenny Taves.
Oh, that's cool. So
yeah.
Not, and then I didn't get a call this year.
No, you didn't get the call this year, no.
Mm-hmm. Did I do a bad job last year, or?
No, you did a good job last year, actually.
That's what I thought.
As much as it pains me to admit that, but.
Yeah. Anyways, I have a gig anyhow, watching the Vancouver Whitecaps.
Against
the Los Angeles Galaxy, which is always exciting because LA Galaxy got a couple of premier players, you know, Giovanni Dos Santos. I mean, they're always just fun to watch, the Galaxy. They generally play an attacking brand of football, and they play pretty exciting games against the Whitecaps. So I'm excited about that. And then of course, the Tigres, we need the miracle, but that will be fun to watch those players come into the stadium. So we got some quality players coming in the next week or so. Are you going to miss it?
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I'll miss the Galaxy game, but I'll be at the Tigers game. So,
that's good.
So I'm not a total casual.
No, I mean, I understand you have to work. That makes sense. You know, this is a charity gig as well. So I would be quite a monster if I said, you know, that you ought to skip it.
True. True. Very true. Yeah. No, it's
you ought
it's
to skip
really
it, to be honest. You did it last year.
And the year before.
So anyways, can I use your seats?
What, for the game?
Yeah.
I mean, who, like, for who?
Like, for me. I want to go stand closer so I can yell at the people.
Yeah. You can stand in my, you can stand closer, sure.
Oh, thanks, man. Appreciate that. That's nice.
Yeah, no, it's like you're going to pay for them, obviously.
Not sure if you'll still feel that way after you listen to the episode. What?
Sorry, I just said, I think that, like, you're like, you'll pay me for my
Why? Sensor. How fucking poor are you?
Well, I'm not poor. It's just like,
yeah, well then start,
you know?
Hey, like start acting like it then. For God's sake.
You're the one who's sitting over there like, ooh, my microphone. Like, oh, look at this microphone I bought. Like, it's mine. Like, oh, you know. Hey, stop eating chips on the show, man. Like,
what?
Said stop eating chips on the show. Like,
I'm not eating chips,
man. You're eating chips.
How would you, if you were here? Then you could say if I was eating chips or not, because you'd be sitting here in the room. But guess what? You're not here, so you can't say, buddy.
It
you don't know.
It sounds like you're eating chips, like, yeah, quite loudly. And
well, maybe
I think
it's,
you know, like,
maybe
we've
there's
got
maybe,
quite
maybe,
a good fan base. Like, they're not going to want to sit here and listen to you eat fucking chips. So if there's,
but you're cutting out now. Oh, man, we're having technical issues. Hey, John.
Yep.
See, you're cutting out. I'm going to have to call you back now. Oh, Jesus Christ, I'm really sorry, everybody. I guess I could eat some fucking chips now. I'm fucking gramps over there. Oh, don't eat chips on the podcast. Nobody wants to hear you eat chips, young man. Fucking teetotaler, what do you know? Fucking idiot. Hey, man, I just called you on a regular phone because I think it's more reliable. Like, the quality might not be as good.
Yeah, I think it's my internet. Like, my internet seems to, like, not be working all
the time. Oh, maybe you're in some hotel. Or you're in the casino hotel there.
Yeah.
Which is actually a very nice hotel, but oftentimes even the nice hotels have really bunk Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Hey, but you know what? Hey, you know when this, you know when it never, know when it, what calls never fail is a face-to-face call.
Yeah. No, you've mentioned that, man. I'm sorry that I'm on tour, dude. You were away.
Yeah, you've mentioned that.
Record what? Really late at night because you were away. So.
Yeah, but I got back in time, didn't I?
Yeah. Okay, but.
And what I'm saying is, because you are going to get back in time, but then you have to record your better podcast that isn't on a jack-off webcam site. And you always remind me of that. You say, hey, I got to record my podcast that's on iTunes and not a webcam jack-off site. And it's like, buddy, I can't help where my podcast is.
Yeah. I think you can. Like, I think you can put it out wherever you want.
Well, yeah, I mean, technically, yes, you're right. But, I mean, when you're doing a show that centers around being on a webcam jack-off site, then it sort of makes its own place in the world. Anyways, that's not what we want to talk about. We want to talk about, but we do want to talk about something online. What about the Whitecaps and their fake Twitter followers? How cool is that?
Yeah, I guess we didn't. That kind of broke, like, sort of very shortly after our episode, after our last episode recorded. And, that was really interesting. I want to feel like probably a lot of teams do that, but it did seem like
followers. Didn't they have, they audited all the teams, right?
Yeah, and I think, like, the Whitecaps were the worst, and certainly there was, like, other teams that were doing it, but not to that extent. But I'm
so
talking about, like, in other sports and stuff.
The Whitecaps were the most egregious.
Yeah.
That's a good word choice, right?
Yeah, egregious is a good word, yeah.
Word choice. John's an English teacher as well. So I do sometimes when I speak, I sometimes am curious if he thinks that I spoke well. Anyways, yeah, I like to do sometimes what I like to do is actually audit just like people I know. I'll just like see if they're just for laughs. I won't go tell anyone about it or anything. Just I'll have a laugh because we're in comedy, as John mentions. Some of us are touring, some of us are doing other stuff, but we're all in comedy. And sometimes I'll see other comedians' Twitter and then I'll audit them and then I'll have a laugh.
Nice. What have you found?
That a lot of people, well, that's not true. Maybe like 1 in 10 or have like a significant amount of, like, some people are doing it and then other people are doing it and they're the most egregious.
Right, right.
Like, you know, like some people are pretty bad, but then other people are egregious.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. And so, like, in this case, the White Caps were on the egregious level of the scale.
The White Caps were certainly, in the MLS standards, the most egregious, but not because in the big scheme of things, there are people with who are much more egregious. Like, right. Who only have, like, those are actually my favorite people. People who have bought, like, 2 million Twitter followers, and then they only have, like, 100, like, maybe, like 5,000 real ones.
Right.
That's a really amazing move in social networking and social marketing.
Have you ever considered like buying followers?
Yes, I have, as some of my character. I have like 6 different Twitter accounts, and some of them are different, like for different purposes, and I would buy them, but never for my own account.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, but I don't care if people do it. I mean, I care if they're like really egregious about it.
Right.
Sorry, man.
Yeah,
I'll
like,
be
so
honest.
How do you feel about the White Caps thing? Because to me, like, it's kind of silly, but at the same time, I'm not like, oh well, I'm not going to cheer for the team now or like whatever.
Oh,
you know?
No, I'm not going to cheer for their social media, their media team. But I never did because I thought that always their social media team was pretty weak, to be honest.
Yes.
Like the
yes.
stuff that they put out is it misses the mark often. Like it's not funny. It's not. Yeah, so I'm sorry if those people are listening or if Eric Hurtado's parents are listening, but that's the truth. I think that the social media team isn't very good anyway, so it doesn't surprise me. In fact, I kind of give them a bit. I'm like, yeah, nice try, whatever, who cares, you know?
Yeah, yeah, no, I understand.
Yeah, but I will be honest, I learned the word egregious today.
It's a good word, man.
Yeah, thanks. Okay, well, I don't know, man. I think we should maybe do a shorter episode because, you know, we got another someone else coming in. And but
sorry, wait, what was that?
Nothing. But we
sorry,
should just
so you had someone else.
No, I said it's an off week. And so
hey. Dude, okay, can you, man, we've been over this. We've been over this. Like, I don't know what this is. Like,
it's
I'm
a White Caps. It's the only.
And now you're calling me, and you're.
It's the only White Caps podcast.
And like, your connection doesn't work, and like all.
My
this, like,
excuse
like,
me, my
on?
Connection, to, John. I have the fastest internet that a lay person in around it, the Lower Mainland can purchase. You're on some bunk ass, fucking, casino hotel Wi-Fi, and you're blaming it on me.
Blaming it on you. You're the one who's got all the equipment. You sit there and like, oh, it's my
yeah,
life.
That's right. I'm the one who has all the fucking equipment. That's right, you fucking piece of shit. Sorry, man. No, it's cool, man. I'm happy for you doing those shows, and it's really fun. I've been out there. Always a good time. You should go watch Edmonton Trappers FC if you can catch a game. I'm just kidding around now, trying to keep it playful.
I don't even know where they play, to be honest with you.
Yeah, no, it's actually a mix between the baseball team and football team, so it doesn't exist.
Oh, right.
It's a joke I make. I'm just keeping it light.
It's a good joke.
Yeah.
Because the team is just called FC Edmonton, I believe.
Yeah. Yeah, are you yawning?
Do the Trappers still play even?
Are you a little tired there, John? Am I tiring you here with my talking?
I'm a little tired of your fucking eating chips directly into the microphone. But other than that, no, I'm all right.
Excuse me, but if you can't swear if you don't do drugs.
Who says that?
Me, fucking dickhead. Unless you do drugs, you can't swear. You can't, because when I hear someone swear, I assume that they drink alcohol and do drugs. So if you don't, okay. Then it's being dishonest. Disingenuous as well. Okay. Like egregiously, well, egregiously disingenuous.
But you don't drink either.
Yeah, I don't drink alcohol. Yeah, but the reason I don't drink alcohol, John, is because I had a very, very serious alcohol addiction where I drank 40 ounces of vodka every single morning before 11 a.m. So if you want to bring that up and talk about the demons that I battled, then that's fine.
Yeah, let's talk about that, because mm-hmm. I think that obviously,
yeah,
you know, you're being a little bit weird. I don't know what's going on with this episode, but like you've been a little bit weird, and like, are you sure that you didn't do that like this morning also?
No, John. Okay, I woke up at I don't drink alcohol in the morning. I woke up like a grown up at 8:30. I had a bowl of cereal and I smoked 3 bongs. And then I cleaned up my house, and I went and I met Nathan Fielder, and then I came back to my home, and I started to play a little bit of FIFA, and that's a standard day for me.
So, wow! No, yeah, really
I'm not drunk.
Up,
I'm
congratulations.
I'm standardly high, and I'm drunk. Oh, what? James Christopher says he's drunk. I don't know how that's possible.
That's pretty normal.
Yeah, but he's my alter ego, and I don't drink. Anyway,
so that's what I'm saying. Maybe you did drink today a little bit.
Well, it does raise questions, but no, I'm pretty sure. I mean, I don't have the split personality disorder, so I don't really believe I'm, you know, it's just a goof. Ah, that's what you think. Wait, what? Anyways, okay, well, John, it's been good to chat with you. But you'll be around next week, so we can.
So that's it. We're just gonna stop the episode there. I mean, we didn't even really talk about like soccer. I mean, I know it's an off week, but.
Well, what do you want to talk about, man? What are you, bored in your hotel?
No. You know what you're.
Hey, if you're bored in your hotel, you should fucking. I know. I'll tell you what to do.
So, yeah, I know, James. You probably want me to jerk off.
I say jack off. He doesn't say jerk off. He calls people jerk-offs.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize there was a distinction there.
Yeah.
But, I will be back next week.
I just made up the distinction.
Maybe we can talk about the game next week.
I mean, how are you going to watch it? So are you going to miss the game? What time's the show actually at?
Yeah, I'll miss the game. I'll have to PVR it, and then I'll watch it when I get home.
Do you want me to Facebook Live it? And then you can watch on Facebook Live? From my seat?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, that might be a good idea.
Yeah, I've got enough data to do it.
Perfect. Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, they'll probably shut me down though, that social media team.
Yeah, probably. All of their fake followers will come after you.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, it'll be this big empty stadium, and we'll say, "Oh, I guess this is all your followers." I'll make a joke, something like that. You know.
I like it. I think that's a good bit. You should do it.
See, I get what you're doing there. You're trying to, because you're out on tour and you're this big, successful comedian. It's done Just for Laughs two times. And you're saying, oh, you know, you should do that little bit that you do there, Chris. That's cute.
Yeah, no, I think it's a good bit. How many times have you done Just for Laughs?
Well, it's not that bad. I've done it one time.
I know, that's pretty good, actually. That's actually quite good.
I beat you at a competition.
And yeah, you did beat me at a competition.
But I guess who really won in the end? Because you went back the following year and did a TV taping. So it's really tough to say, you know.
I don't know. I mean, I think we're both successful. I don't really know.
Well,
it seems like we've been very antagonistic this episode. But like, I don't know. I like you. Like, we're friends. Like, I don't know why. It just was so weird because you were just like eating chips and you did the intro without me. And like,
I wasn't eating.
But I don't
chips.
I don't want to fight with you. You know. Like, I mean, I feel like we're friends and we like a lot of the same things. And
yeah.
So like, we don't have to fight. You know.
Yeah, no, I know. And so, yeah, we like some of the same things. We like to have backups. We like to make sure that things are... We both like to have some sort of safety and security and things of that nature. And we both like to have someone that we can count on. So, yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah, you keep saying backup. I don't understand. Like, why do you keep saying backups? I don't get it.
Well, anyways... So when do you get back?
Get back tomorrow.
What time?
I get back tomorrow, like later in the evening. And then, like you said, I'm recording an episode of Real Good Show, and then yeah, that's it.
That's your non-jack-off side show, right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's where we have like lots of listeners, and we post it just like on iTunes and SoundCloud, you know, like normal places like that.
You have lots of listeners, eh? One time I saw it on the charts of iTunes, the fucking actual charts of.
Yeah, that's actually been on the charts a few times. Yeah.
I saw it on there, just like not looking for it. I just saw it on there in my regular scanning of the charts, and I thought, Jesus Christ! I said that fucking, you know, I was like that motherfucker, you know. Anyways,
why would you say you weren't just like, well, cool, like my friends are doing well, and it's like it's also a show you've guested on multiple times.
Yeah, no, I know, but it wasn't during. That's not when it was on the charts. If it was on the charts, my episode. Then I would be like, yeah, oh, cool, cool. But it wasn't. So I was like, what the fuck? Fuck this fucking piece of shit show, you know? And not naturally.
Right, yeah. But yeah, okay. Yeah, I mean, I guess.
Do you guys even talk about sports anymore on there?
No, not really.
Yeah.
That's why I had to start a Whitecaps podcast where we obviously talk about soccer a whole lot. And we don't just spend the entire episode fighting with each other.
Well, you started it, or I started it with my microphone and I said, hey, do you want to come talk over my microphone? And he said, oh yeah, sure. And then showed up 50% of the time. Anyways, the Whitecaps back in action on April the 1st. Hopefully, again, we do really hope it's not an April Fool's.
I think it's a real game. I'm pretty sure anyway.
Are you sure? Because April Fool's pranks are getting so elaborate. Can you imagine, John? Now picture this, okay? And I think a lot of listeners and you probably know where I'm going here, but how brilliant would it be if we all showed up and they did all the lineups? They like literally yelled their names out. We yelled them all out. Oosted, everything. We like wanker. We did all of that stuff. And then right as they're about to blow the whistle, like they're all out on the field and then they blow the whistle and like everyone like strips down their clothes and starts like doing a funny dance and then just walks off the field.
I actually think that would actually be pretty awesome. Like I would like the Whitecaps a lot if they did that.
That would honestly be super funny.
It would be pretty unbelievable. And I would like, I think they would actually gain a lot of real followers after that.
But I guess then they do have a scheduled game, right? The MLS would have to be in on it. The MLS would have to be like, oh, no, we'll actually do the game on Sunday or whatever, right?
Right, yeah, exactly. Because the Galaxy would have to be in town for the game.
Yes, yeah, no, they'd have to do the game on Sunday. They would have to do this Saturday night, and the game would have to be Sunday afternoon. So they could just, you know, like, they actually came out the next morning and did it. And it wouldn't even be that big of a deal for them. They would just walk, like, it wouldn't actually affect them. I mean, that would truly, if the world worked like that and you could pull things like that off, and if I owned a league, that's all I would do.
Yeah, every game would be April Fool's.
No, I mean I would just utilize my power to do pranks on people. Like hero Nathan Fielder, who I met today.
I agree. Yeah, you did. You did meet your hero, and I'm proud of you for that. I agree. Like I would be like at first I would kind of be like, oh, like that is kind of weird, but then I would really like I would be really into it. And it would make me care a little bit less about like how bad the team is and stuff.
That's why I don't want to talk about it. See, I feel like things are going to turn around for us. I really do. I have faith that we have the players to be a better team than we've been. I don't think we're going to win the MLS Cup, but I think we're going to make the playoffs, and I really believe that. I think we have that glaring error in the center of the park, but I think that with the combination of Bolaños and Mosquito, and I think I really think that we're gonna start playing better.
Yeah, no, I agree, and I think Yordi Reyna coming back will be big. I think that if we do sign someone, whether it's Atiba or someone else in the middle of the park, I agree. I think we've got a good shot at making the playoffs. I just worry that it might get too late, you know?
What about Reyna?
Yordi's not due back until July.
You know why he's not due back?
That would be July.
That piece of shit fucking guy on the Portland Timbers who blocked me on Twitter. He stomped him. That's why. Let's not forget that, lest we forget.
Yeah, what was his name again? Chase something?
No, Clark, Rennick Clark or something like that. Oh, Clark. From Jamaica.
Is he dead? Because that's horrible.
Excuse me. No, John, we're not. Sorry, guys. John's in Alberta. He's hanging out with the oil patch workers. No, John, we don't want the guy dead. We want to hurt his feelings and yell at him. But he doesn't even start on the team. That's an issue. He hasn't played a game this year, so.
Yeah, it's tough to yell at a guy that's in the USL, if you know what I mean.
Well, it's not that hard. You go to a USL game and you yell at him.
Yeah, but I'm not going to go to a USL game, you know what I mean.
Who played? Is that where the Whitecaps FC 2 plays?
Yeah.
They do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And that's so I might go to a game because they give you those free vouchers, right? But you got to go all the way out to UBC. Is that a university there?
I'm not super into that, but like maybe if like say when Reyna's coming back, he plays like a conditioning game there, then maybe you might get me out there.
Hey, maybe you just go out and do some drugs. Oh, never mind. I was gonna say do some drugs and watch the game, but I forgot that you don't do drugs.
No, but if the game is at noon, then maybe you can get all your vodka in beforehand and then.
Hey, man, I had a really serious addiction to alcohol, you know, that's not funny, but anyways, we should actually go to a game, a Whitecaps FC 2 game.
Yeah, we could do it,
They give you vouchers, right, for three matches?
Yeah, they do, oh yeah, for three matches, yeah.
Yeah, I say we go and watch the kids play once, you know, we have a podcast for crying out loud, we should try to educate ourselves a little better on the team, go watch them play live.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, see if you can find the time, John, that you're around for that.
Yeah, I'll try. I'll see. Yeah, if I'm around, if I'm in town, then yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, or who knows, the new guy at that point might be there.
Sorry, what?
Nothing. I just said that, yeah, anyways. Yeah, who knows? Oh, I'll definitely, yeah, it'll be me and then, yeah, my partner, you, my partner, whoever, you know, or whatever.
Right.
It'll be me and my partner.
Yes, me.
Mm-hmm. Yes, at this point, yes. You are my partner, most definitely.
Yes, okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. We're partners. One owns a microphone and one doesn't. And that's... I made a new theme song.
You did?
Yeah, it's very good.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I'm not even kidding. It's actually very, very good.
Can I hear it?
I mean, right now?
Yeah, like, why not?
I mean, I guess I technically can play it. No, I can't. No, because I don't even have it off of this. Like, I only have it on the recording that's currently recording on GarageBand. Like, I haven't exported the actual file itself yet. It only exists within this file.
Right, okay, well, maybe send it to me after the show then or something.
Yes. If I remember, I will. Okay, so two shows tonight, John, or one?
Yeah, two shows tonight at the Edmonton Yuk Yuks, which by the time the show is out, it'll be over, and I'll be home.
So let's just say, hey, let's just go ahead and say the shows were mediocre.
Yeah, probably, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, no, let's be realistic. The shows are mediocre. Well, are you headlining?
I am headlining, yeah.
Oh, he's the headliner. That's cool. That's, yeah. I didn't actually headline that club, but...
Well, I mean, it's not for everyone.
John, it was many years ago when I was with Yuk Yuks. You know that. Right. It was 4 years ago.
Right, like two, yeah.
4 years ago.
Yeah, or two, like whatever. I mean,
it wasn't 2 years ago. That's a completely inaccurate, and that's a lie, and misleading, and problematic.
Yeah, okay, man. Like, whatever.
Anyways, it was fun to have you on as a guest. John Cullen, our guest today, was John...
Sorry, wait, a guest? I'm the host of the show.
Our guest host for today was John Cullen, ladies and gentlemen, and we are excited to have him on, and we will most likely have him back on at some point.
Well, yeah, next episode, I'm the host of the show.
Next episode, even though he won't be able to watch the game.
Well, I'll watch it. I'll do the same thing I did for the San Jose game. I'll watch it after, and then it'll be fun.
So he's batting the same average for watching the games as he is for attending the podcast. A true, true supporter of the Whitecaps, and a true gentleman. And that's why we are so happy that he was willing to take out his time and to phone in and do this phoner interview. Thank you so much, John.
Thanks, Chris, I guess.
Oh, John, he's just nodding off now. Just to get a nap in before your show, John. And
yeah, that's the plan.
Yes, that's a great plan, and we all have plans, and we will see how those plans get executed. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Podcast episode number 4 coming at you next week with 2 co-hosts in the studio. Thank you very much. Say bye, John.
Bye.
There is a team in the MLS, and the Whitecaps is their name. And they've been in this league for many a years without a podcast in their name. But now there is that podcast, and Podcaps is its name.
Yes, I ended on every line with me.